The long-standing peace between Qatar and Iran is over, as the Middle East now enters a dangerous new phase of conflict. Following several strikes on Qatar, President Trump promised on Truth Social that Israel will no longer attack Iran's major South Par field, and stated that if Iran were to attack Qatar again, the U.S. would retaliate hugely. Trump insisted he did not want to authorize this level of violence and destruction, yet added he would not hesitate to do so if Qatar's liquefied natural gas sites were attacked again. On Wednesday, Israel and the U.S. launched a massive strike on Iran's South Pars gas field, the Iranian side of the massive offshore reservoir shared with Qatar. Tehran's retaliation was immediate, accusing its neighbors of complicity for allowing the use of their airspace. Iran fired five ballistic missiles at Qatar.
This is a firm warning to those responsible for attacking parts of Iran's fuel and energy infrastructure in the south. In response, the fuel, energy and gas facilities at the source of the attack will be set ablaze and reduced to ashes at the earliest opportunity.
Four of those missiles were intercepted. The fifth, however, struck Ras Laffan, the world's largest gas hub. Officials report extensive damage to the facility. The economic fallout has been instant. Global energy prices have already spiked to record highs, as analysts warn this is just the beginning. In a statement, Qatar's foreign ministry condemned the brutal Iranian attack, saying the targeting represented a direct threat to its national security.